Faces of Remembrance, St. Rock Street, Bombardments of the City. This street is a space of remembrance for the bombings which, during the Civil War, afflicted the city of Castelló, and it serves as a homage to the unjustly silenced and forgotten victims of the Franco dictatorship and beyond. During the Spanish Civil War, it became common practice to bomb towns and the civilian population. The new destructive possibilities of the latest aeronautical developments by Germany and Italy, allies of Franco, were tested out, sowing terror among the enemy rear guard. The first air raid of the city of Castelló, carried out by the cruiser Baleares on the 23rd of March 1937, fell indiscriminately on an unsuspecting and entirely defenseless civilian population. The bombing lasted about 4 hours. The final balance was 34 injured and 19 fatalities, and it affected several streets in the city besides this one. At the time, the authorities had no air raid detection and warning system in place, and neither air nor coastal artillery. This event will prove difficult to forget due to the death toll and destruction it wreaked. From this bombing onwards, the city was to become a war zone. From 1937 to 1938, Castelló was bombed by the Italian Air Force, established at the base of Mallorca, and by the German Air Force at the hand of the Condor Legion. The air raids in the months of April and May 1938 were devastating, causing over 100 fatalities and affecting practically the entire city. A total of 44 bombings were carried out, 40 by the Francoist army and 4 by the Republican Air Force. A total of 154 fatalities have been recorded so far, including 24 young people and children, as well as 10 to 15 cases of questionable violent deaths. Thousands of people were evacuated, 629 homes were destroyed, and 605 were damaged. The material damage was significant and affected private homes and all manner of buildings, both private and public. Schools, hospitals, barracks, palaces, stations, churches, entertainment facilities, the Ribalta Park, the Bullring, the provincial prison, and so on. Against this backdrop, the authorities of the Second Spanish Republic had to urgently organize the defense of the city and its people. The drive to build bomb shelters began after the first air raid, and at first, the basements of houses were used. An organization called the Passive Defense Committee created a tax, and the authorities came to the help of the people for their construction. Construction of some 200 public shelters was planned, but by the fall of Castelló to the Francoist troops in 1938, only 43 had been built, as a lack of resources had brought the initial proposals to a halt. Besides the public shelters, some 300 private ones were made, built by the neighbours themselves. These consisted of subterranean earth galleries, apart from 7 that were built from reinforced concrete. Both men and women participated in their construction, and even kids pitched in. They were able to hold between 20 and 150 people. The public shelters were designed to house more people, up to 1,000 in some cases. In El Grau, the shelters that were built were above ground due to the terrain and the high water table. At first, the air raid alarm signal was the tolling of the bells in the El Fadri bell tower, as well as cars with horns, until a permanent police post was set up at the top of the tower with a siren for aerial surveillance. During air raids, the main problem was the crowding to get inside one of the shelters, and for this reason, a watch patrol was created. Inside, the shelters were lit with candles and oil lamps. They featured bench seats and sometimes shelves, and it was forbidden to spend the night inside them. Although at the end of the war, when the air raids came one after another, some people did stay overnight. The Republican authorities harnessed the collaboration of thousands of people. The human and economic effort was huge, but limited by resources, particularly from mid-1938 onwards, when defeat seemed inevitable.